والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما بعد، قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله، praise الله تبارك وتعالى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us his slaves and ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are great ni'mas and bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ulama explained that Allah saved our foreheads. Allah saved our foreheads from making sajda to anyone else besides himself. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. Allah allowed us to be his true slaves. We belong to him, Jalla Jalaluhu, the true creator, our nourisher, sustainer, the owner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen, as we read in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is the one that created us in the wombs of our mothers. How Allah that designed us, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decoded us, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which angle to put the ears, the nose, the mouth, the tongue. This is all the qudrat, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single human being is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala personally. It is only Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that designed insan. فَلَتَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ عِلْمٌ مِنْ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٍ مَلْكُوَةٍ. Allah says in Quran Sharif, wasn't there a time that came upon insan when no one even mentioned him, even his parents or her parents, they made no mention of her. It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew from beforehand the entire deed of insan, how she will be, what will be the height, what will be the complexion, what will be the taqdeer of this child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands everything from before. If we understand this, then we'll understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every one of us personally. What our needs will be, how much we will need in this world, what our needs will be, how much will provide for us, how to take care of us, where we will get married, where we will go to, how we will fare in this world. To the fineness detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew this from beforehand. So why did Allah ta'ala send us in this world? Allah sent us in this world because Allah loves to be praised. Allah loves to be praised. Allah sent insan to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh insan, forget yourself who you are. I sent you to sing my praises, to hymn my praises. That every step in your life, you don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You live in this world according to my dictates and my deen and my sharia and my laws and the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go into this dunya as a slave and return as my friend. Go into this dunya as a slave and return as my friend. As a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah ta'ala sent us in this world. Life is very simple. Fulfill the commands of Allah as Allah wants it to be fulfilled. In the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the limits of Allah, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has limitations. Allah wants insan. This place is not a jannat for us. This place is a prison. Once we make dua for one of our asatiza, Allah ta'ala give you long life. Allah ta'ala give sihat al-afiyat. And the response was that you're making dua that Allah ta'ala keep this prisoner in prison for a long period of time. This is a prison. Jannat is real. The pleasures of Jannah are real. لَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. We know as mothers what fears we have for our children. What fears we have for our children. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, sahabiyat, they were friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in regards to my friends, لَا خُوفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There's no fear for them. They don't have fear because they handed everything over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we become so accustomed that now I'm running the home, I have to be here, I have to do this, I have to pack this, I have to make sure the ironing is done, I have to make sure the food. The whole day the chakkar, I. They say, ki qaza aakar, hangamai hayat ko khamosh kar diya. Qaza aakar, then more came suddenly. And more came suddenly the entire hangama, the whole chaos of my life, busy, more just came and silenced my life. Just silenced it. I was running the entire empire, the whole house, the children's food, and packing their lunch, and sending them here, waiting for them to come in the afternoon. My life became this. Allah Pak didn't send us for this. This is all amanat. To make them ready for the deen of Allah. That I am ready myself, I have to connect to my Allah. That is why ulama say also, that the person, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun bil masajid. That person whose heart is linked to the house of Allah, to the masjid. On the day of Qiyamah, he will enjoy the arsh, the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is in the business, but his heart is in the masjid. He's busy in the business, in the shop, in his preoccupation. But his heart is not there. His heart is to be in the masjid by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That young boy, shabun, nasha'a fi dinillah, fi ibadatillah. That young boy, that young girl who grew up in the ibadat of Allah, Allah said, the day of Qiyamah, you lead the people in the plains of Hashar, under the sun, blazing sun, and you come and relax in the VIP room. The aircon is on, and the food is being served out, the savouries, and the fruits of Jannah, and the khadims are taking care of you. And your A380, your Boeing is waiting for you, business class, first class. Allah is waiting for you to go to Jannah. You've made your miles. You've got your status already. Because you made Qurbani in this world. How is that husband going to get his heart linked to the masjid? How is the child going to grow up in the ibadat of Allah? Where is it going to come from? Allah has made a system. It all depends upon the mother in the house. It all depends on the mother of the house. What's her demands? What's her targheeb? What's her direction in life? Which way she's going? But dunya now has made us so busy. We say to the man that you're sitting in the business, you're busy making money, but my heart is in the masjid. Yalla, I'm only doing this because I have to do it. I'm only doing this because I have to do it. I'm cooking because I have to cook. I'm baking because I have to bake. I'm doing the washing, I'm doing the cleaning, and the maid, and the domestic, because I have to. Otherwise, ya Allah, I'd love to be in the musalla. In your yard, in your zikr, in your remembrance, sahaba ikram found enjoyment in there. You won't find in kitabs, any kitab, you will not find any chapter on the recipes of sahabiyat. That this is how they cook their food, this is the recipes, what good cooks they were, what expert bakers they were. Nothing like that. But you'll find the stories of Qurbani. You'll find the stories of how they nurtured the children. You'll find the stories of how they made the shield of their husbands. This was the house of Sahabiyat. And on those homes Allah said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, those homes I'm happy. Allah said, I am pleased. Leave my husband saying, I'm happy with you. Husband says, I'm happy, you're already jannati. Husband says, and to get the pleasure of the husband also, they're very difficult, ulama say. He's got his own moves and his own. But Allah has kept now the jannat of the wife in his happiness. And Allah has kept his jannat now in the happiness of his mother. All go to the masturat. And we know the battle, how difficult it is. To overcome my ego and my nafs. You see, as we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get ta'aluk with Allah. Maybe Allah becomes the beloved. That I love my Allah. They say then, automatically, naturally, a person will want to be in khalwat and alone all the time. I just want to be with Allah. I just want to be in dhikr. Take out my kitab, read my Quran, make my ta'aleem. This is a mother at home, where she creates that environment. As we said, that the hands are busy, but the heart is busy with Allah. My hands are busy in my work, but ya Allah, I just will get over this now. Now take out more things in the kitchen and more ingredients and more pots and more pans. Now I need the second meal and the third meal. And more busy in dunya. But I feel now I'm doing a lot of work of deen. Look at the lives of sahabiyat. What was their day like? They did just the work at home and they took out the day in the yard in the fikr of Allah. The fikr of deen. Listen to takar, wazaris and taqaza, what is happening? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where is he going next? What is the mashwara in the masjid? What is the figure on right now? Which jamaats are coming? Which jamaats are going? Who to feed? Let this thing go daily. But if our Makki Sahab says, Sahabiya, that this came out like this. Their homes are prepared. They were ready any time. Primarily, the efforts came out first in the deen of Allah. What the Qaza was, Battle of Uhud, they were there. The time, the Barda Hijab, the Ahkam were not revealed as yet. But they were there. If they were not there, they were behind the husbands and the sons. Then you call Jaw, move in the path of Allah, move in the path of Allah. This was a talk in the house every day. Today, unfortunately, in our deeni circles also, we are thinking of the far future of our children. Where are you going to get married? By the Janahu now, keep it 20 years' time, 25 years' time. We think it's so far ahead. Expiry date is there. We're thinking beyond the expiry date also. Where Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Inna al-Jannata tahta zilali suyuf. Oh my Sahaba, Jannat is just below the shade of the sword. The Jannat is a few steps away. The Sahabi in the battlefield hasn't eaten for days. He's got few kajur in his hand. And he asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, In qutiltu fa'ina ana. They remember the Sahaba Ikram and families also. They had parents, they had children, they had wives. And here is the taqaza right now in the battlefield. He's in the masjid, he's in the taqaza right now, as we say it. And he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, In qutiltu fa'ina ana. O Nabi of Allah, if I give my life up right now, what would be my destination? Where will I go to? He's got kajur in his hand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him only two words. From this you can understand the detachment. The detachment, the heart was connected only to Allah. Hands were busy, but the heart was with Allah. Hands were busy. I'm busy in the kitchen. But I'm cooking this food, so I get strength. My family gets strength to make the ibadah of Allah. The food must be there. I'm eating only for the sake of Allah, to get strength and now to stand in the hajjud, to stand for salah, to read Quran, to make dhikr, to be ready and taqaza. O Nabi of Allah, if I die now, where will I go to? Only two words. Fill Jannah. Fill Jannah. It was a reality to them. Jannah was a reality. It was something far away. Fill Jannah. Your final abode, two words. In Jannah. فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ كُنَّ فِي يَدِهِ ثُمَّ قَاتَلَ حَتَّى قُتِلْ فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ said, Ya Allah, Jannah is just in front of me. The few kajur he had in his hand, he didn't even have a chance to eat it, he threw it. And he jumped in the battlefield. Before he knew it, why would the news? He's not returning. Inna lillahi. This was the jazba they had. How was he able to do this? How was he able to do this? Who was pushing behind the scenes? Who was pushing behind the scenes? Today we ask the husband, why are you so long in the masjid? Where are you? We ask the husband, are you going in jamaat? When are you coming back? Those homes, Allah says, I'm happy with them. They want taqaza, they're moving in taqaza. Married life is for this. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُمْ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَاهُ بَعْضُ I'll cover you, you cover me. I'll support you, you support me. We're moving in deen together. Jannat will enjoy. Allah Ta'ala give us the best of dunya and akhirat. But Jannat is a place to just a deal. Yeah, there's gum, sometimes it's sad, sometimes not feeling good, sometimes the health, sometimes headache, sometimes back, sometimes this, sometimes the husband. Dunya is a prison. Ulama say we're looking for the pleasures of Jannat in dunya. You're not going to get it here. Is there a place to enjoy? You're looking for the pleasures of Jannat in dunya. You're not going to find it here. You'll have the asbab. You'll have the means of comfort, but it won't bring you comfort. You'll have the bed, but it won't bring you sleep. You'll have the food, but I can't eat. Dunya is not a place for us to give our hearts. Ulama explain, what is dunya? Allah Ta'ala made dunya, put some sweetness in it as window shopping for Jannat. Window shopping for Jannat. There is real beauty. There is real enjoyment. There is no fear. For my children, for my family. But the Sahabiya, they also asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, the Jannat will be able to see you. Our dua should be this. Ya Allah, we'll be in the vicinity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To read the Masurah, I'm making dua. That Ya Allah, if I die, I will see my father and mother first. Then my husband, and then this one. As my Shaykh says, make dua. Ya Allah, show me one thing in my dream. Mubarak, face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we're making dua. I didn't see my father in my dream. I didn't see my mother also. All is happening. They were making dua, Nabi of Allah, to see you. But I think I'm in deen. How their hearts were connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one look at his face, and all the takalif of dunya was gone. All of the dream of dunya was gone. Oh my Allah, show me one time in my dream, Mubarak Chehra of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So much Durood Sharif. Ya Allah, I want to see. Ya Allah, I want to. Ya Allah, I want to. Show me one time that Mubarak Chehra. The Sahabiyat, their hearts were cool. The Sahabiyat, she sent her four sons in the path of Allah. The news comes, your first son has passed away. Inna lillah. How is Nabi of Allah? Second son, Inna lillah. How is Nabi of Allah? Third son, fourth son. Nabi of Allah is okay, I'm okay. Everything is easy now. All is losing my four sons is easy. That was the level of the Iman. That was the Kalam. That was the speech in their homes. Today we're telling the men also, now with the cell phone, the husband and the father is on the cell phone in the car, he's speaking everything of the dunya, and the little boy is hearing, 10 years old, he comes home, his commentary, how many containers, and how many bars, and how many this, and how many that, speaking just like the father. The belief hasn't come in our lives, hasn't come in the home. The young girls of some young, already speaking, what disappears, and what this, and what that. Right now they should know all the 10, or the 10 ahadith of Fazail Ramadan, reading it every night in the home. We know all the 10 ahadith in the Fazail Ramadan. Who is the narrator? What's the hadith about? This is all the masturat of the home, they will do this. They will nurture the children, and their husband's heart will be linked to the masjid. The child will grow up in the ibadah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Qiyamah say, then we can relax. There is aram after that. La khufun alayhim, there's no fear now. There's no fear. When you become the friends of Allah, Allah's promise you'll have no fear. In your worldly life, you'll have no fear. Because I know my Allah will take care of everything. وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They have no grief over what they left behind. They have no fear of the journey ahead. We living with fear every day. Kal kya hoga? Kya hoga? Bacho ke kya hoga? All concern is about what will happen to my family. Sahabiyat was figure of what will happen to the deen of Allah. That was so beloved to them, it was like a baby to them. I'm prepared to sacrifice my children for this baby of deen. I'm prepared to sacrifice my husband for this baby of deen. No harm was coming to this baby, which we carried in Makkah Mukarramah for 13 years. No harm was come to it. I'll give up my house for it also. I'll give up my food for it also. I will give up my husband also. I will give up my children also. But no harm must come to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I am a slave of Allah. I belong to Allah. To go back to my Allah. And I show Allah my report card. This deen was so beloved to them. They carried it like a baby. And no harm must come to it. They are living with fear. This khawf. This grief, fear of the children, fear of the husband, what will happen? And grief. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They have no grief. Allah, إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ They have no grief whatsoever. They don't have everything in the hands of my Allah. My Allah is doing it. Whether it's my daughter, whether it's my son, whether it's my life, whether it's my husband. When you come to enjoy this world, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ Understand this ayat very carefully. Surah Al-Balad, لَا أُقْسِمُ بِهَذَا الْبَلَدِ What is life by default? What is the haqiqat of dunyawi zindagi? Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, our Creator says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ هَمْنَا پَيْدَا كِيَا إِنسَانَ كُو مَشَقَّتْنَا فِي كَبَدٍ We made insan to live in difficulty. We made insan to live in difficulty. He will live in fear, in anxiety, anticipation. Doesn't know what's going to happen. Allah said, I made dunya like this. Don't look for peace. If you want peace, you'll find it only in deen. You won't find it in your children. Our kafir will always say, kisi par bharosa mat rakhna. Don't place your trust in anyone, you'll be highly disappointed. Not in your husband, not in your children, not in your parents. All have to go. We'll become disappointed. Put your trust only in Allah. وَفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. If I understand I'm doing it for Allah, then I smile with everyone. Then I smile with everyone. I expect nothing for my husband, nothing for my children. I'm living only for Allah. And I'm here to make people's khidmat. This was Sahabiyat radiallahu anhu. But they had the jazba. Umm Salama was sent. She asked Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, the Sahaba, they come away in the path of Allah. Why did he also show them the getting shahadat? What is there for us? We also want those rewards. We also want those stages in Jannah. Are they going to beat us? You are staying at home, looking after the children, and giving them the support and preparing the children. You will get equal reward to them. Equal reward for not doing, you will get the reward for it. They also had this jazba. We also want to do the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Their homes are open. This sarkhan is open. The hearts are open. No fear that the food will run out. There will be no food. What will happen? Sahabi brings 80 guests home. 80 of them. My husband brings 80 people from the masjid. Say, what are you doing? 10 at a time, they ate, 10 left. 10 came in, 10 left. 10 came in, 10 left. Their homes was for deen. The jan, the mal, the waqt was for deen. And they prepared their children on this also. And they got ready also. Because they knew the journey ahead is long. Ke rasta bohut dur hai aur tabeel hai aur lamba hai. Aur tosha bohut kam. And the zad and the preparation, I don't have anything, ya Allah. I don't have anything to show. So they open their homes. We can't go out in the path of Allah like they meant, but we'll open our homes. Every Jamaat will come to the locality, will eat my roti, will eat my food. Jamaat will come, I will feed them. Jamaat will come and send my husband. And I will get ready also. I will get ready to move in the path of Allah with my husband. So I will learn the deen of Allah. How to steer my family and my children and my husband, which way to push them. Tell my husband, too long in the shop now. Ramadan, too early. Go to the masjid. Do your Quran. How many khatams you are doing? Shafqat, muhabbat, love. With no expectations. My nazar, my gaze, my yaqeen, only upon Allah. Only upon Allah. I have no fear, no grief. Today we have grief. If I leave, what will happen to the children? What will happen to them? What will happen to them? What will happen to them? My husband, tomorrow if I die first, what will happen to you? Sahabiyat said, we're making your jannat. We're sending your children ahead. We're sending the husband ahead. We're making the yari also. Like this, he could really, with halqas of ta'lim in the home, with the zikr and ibadat and khidmat, the homes for deen, the time for deen, the resources for deen. The mehman came to Madinah Manawara. They gave with their husbands. The house is open any time. Husband Tashkir, Naqad is ready to go out in the path of Allah. He was only to come home and tell them, Asparan, I'm going in the path of Allah. My husband goes to the masjid, ulama say, that when the Sahaba Ikram went to the masjid, and if you ask the Masturat at home, when your husband is coming, I don't know, he's gone to the house, he's gone to the masjid. Whether he'll come back or not, I don't know. I don't know. Today we asked, where's your husband, he's gone to the masjid, it'll be a 5 minutes time. And if you want Dukan, I don't know what time he's coming back. Maybe some container will come, some delivery will come, might be late today. But he goes to the masjid, I know he's coming back 5 minutes. He goes last and he comes back quickly. Sahaba Ikram opposite. Because the Masturat pushed them, move in the path of Allah. Jamaat is there, move with them. We'll make sabr at home. Because it's only window shopping for Jannat. This is not reality. The makeup of dunya is makeup, is a lie, is deception. What's the reality? The deen of Allah is reality. Quran, dhikr, ibadat, khidmat, da'wat. All these are realities. Or else my life is a lie. It's a deception. My day is coming out in a deception, in a lie. And this lie and deception is so deep, we'll carry on scrolling and scrolling and looking and turning the pages, and it's a better recipe, and it's a better recipe, and we're going to try this one, and we're going to try that one, and we have to go away. It's all a deception. We did everything, but are we happy still? My husband is still the same, giving me problem. It's still the same. We're looking for the pleasures of Jannat where Allah Pak hasn't kept it. I have to find my Allah. When I find my Allah and I love my Allah, then I love my husband for the sake of Allah. I love my children for the sake of Allah. And if they hurt me, then I have no pity on them. Ya Allah, how come they're like this? Ya Allah, take raham on them. Ya Allah, take raham on them. You're making the Jahannam like this. And I feel pity for them. Because now my heart is connected to the deen of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the tip of hidayah was that he finished himself for the hidayah of mankind. You will not find anywhere in the seerat so many battles, and one person died in the hands, was killed in the battlefield on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never had anybody's feelings. He gave the da'wah to compassion and shafqat. What was the tartib? You give the da'wah to muhabbat, and at night he would cry. He finished himself for the hidayat of mankind, for his family members, for his extended family, for the sahaba ikram. When they saw him, he was always smiling. But da'im al-fikra, tawir al-ahzan, always in fikr, long periods of grief. When they saw him, he was smiling. Came in the house, he was smiling. This is how he gave the da'wat. With a smile, always with a smile. Muhabbat, love, overcame his own depression, own anguish. Lost Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, till Qiyam Nubuwwat, lost Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, his biggest support in life. He gave birth to all his children. Loses Khadija, loses Abu Talib. All that he went through, but still a smile on his face. When a person will connect to Allah, get the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then all his challenges will just be, what do you say, a challenge. I'll get through it, hand myself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no connection with the makhluk. My heart is connected to Allah. Any problem, Turakat salah. Ya Allah, you will sort it out. Ya Allah, you will take care of it. The sahabiyyah ran the house like this. When they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they turn the families also to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how the homes are buzzing with Quran, with da'wat, with fikr. What was the next taqaza? We get all the luminaries in name, all the great mashayikh al ulama. Take all of them, who's behind them? Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh. What a personality. The ummah is indebted to him. His mother gave birth to him on the roadside. He cried the entire journey that to flee the country, the city. She kept his name Yusuf, he was Kurdi, title Salahuddin. At the age of six, she would send him to the camp of the Mujahideen to see how they are training. Go, my son, and see. What was the jazbah in her heart for 80 to 90 years the ummah lost Al-Quds Masjid Al-Aqsa? Almost 90 years no azan was given. No Jumu'ah Salah. The haram of the Muslim ummah. Third haram. The mother would send him something in her heart. He said, I grew up drinking the milk of the muhabbat and love of Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, when will the ummah get it back? The Shia's ruling. The mother will send him, go better, go and see, and see how they're doing it. Allah will use you one day, Allah will take work from you one day. His father was a commander, but the mother will send him at the age of six, was made Musad of the Mujahideen. Go and see how they are training. Allah Ta'ala took him slowly. Allah Ta'ala made him the Fatih. Allah Ta'ala made him the conqueror of Egypt. 200 years, Egypt and North Africa was under the Fatimid Shias. For 200 years, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. He wiped out Shiaism, brought the ulama ikram, set up the makatib madaris. And every given moment when he was in the battlefield, he had a jama'at of dhakirin. Allah's help with the dhikr wale. And subhanAllah, what tarbiyat his mother made of him. Every battle he won on the day of Jumu'ah, the time of khutbah, Jumu'ah Salah. He would wait for that time. He knew at that time every khatib, every alim, every imam giving khutbah on the minbar right now is making dua for Salahuddin. At that time he would attack. Allah gave him victory. Slowly he walked his way. From Egypt, when he conquered Egypt, Then he turned around and he looked towards Palestine. And he raised his hands and he made dua. Ya Allah, if you give me Egypt, Ya Allah, you will give me Al-Quds also. You will give me Palestine also. We can imagine the duas his mother must have made at that trip for this young boy. The mother was waiting. When will we get it back? And slowly he worked his way, Finally he came to the walls of Al-Quds. Crusaders were there. And they came to him and he told him, Salahuddin, if you will attack Al-Quds, which they call Jerusalem, say Al-Quds, we have Muslim women and children in the city. We will kill all of them. When the Jazbah came from, how he stood his ground. And he says, you kill one Muslim woman. You put your hand on one woman. We will not spare that one crusader. We will take all of you with us. That robber, that fear struck his heart. He said, the city is yours. We will leave. City is yours, we will leave. Allahu Akbar, we can imagine when his mother got the news in the qabr that my son Allah gave to him. It was my son. Say it was the fikr of his mother behind this young boy, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullah alayhi. And when he entered the haram, Allahu Akbar, after 90 years, azan was given again. They cleaned the haram out with his own hands and cleaned it out. They had pigs in there, they had filth in there. The dome of the rock, that sakhra, that rock from there is from Jannat, Hajr Aswad. Every Nabi of Allah came there with muraqabah, performed salah. Finally, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. And the Jummah salah was performed. They say, Subhanallah, Salahuddin Ayyubi rahmatullahi alayhi, was not only the khadim and custodian of the haram of Al-Quds, but all three harams under him. Right from Turkey, he said, they are going down to the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah. When the Hujjaj would come for Hajj, they used to be robbed. There were dakus, there were thieves there. He cleaned the entire area out completely of all these thieves and robbers. Every Hajj they went to Baytullah made dua for Salahuddin. Every Hajj. But Allah, look at the jazba in his heart. His entire life he gave in the path of Allah. He never got a chance to see the Kaaba Sharif. Never made Hajj in his life. Never saw the Rawdah. What his mother put in him? That give your life for the Ummat. His eyes never saw the Kaaba Sharif and the Rawdah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But every Hajj made dua for Salahuddin. The Ummah is indebted to him. Where the spirit came from? He came from the home at age of 6 already. That boy can hardly. We already are packing our children better. You have to go to school. Banna hai. You have to make it in life. Their direction was one only. And they say, what a court he had set up. Even a little girl could run up to him and tell him, I got a problem. He would sit with her and talk to her. Anybody had any debts to pay, go Salahuddin. He will sort it out for you. What Iman Allah had given him. Read one day to our children. Who? What Allah had given this ummah and where they came from. What tarbiyat was made. Sahaba Ikram, our shining stars. That just has to come in my heart. Allah, accept my family for the fikr of deen. Accept us, O Allah. Allah, take control of our homes, our minds, our hearts. That I'm busy in my home, but my heart is in the musalla, my heart is in the qaza. Every jamaat must eat my food. My family is in big nusrat. The qaza is there, they must move in the path of Allah. Yalla, I'm ready also to move in the path of Allah. I'm also ready. Hanzala radiallahu anhu, young sahabi in the prime of his youth. Proposal goes through. Hanzala will be married soon. Subhanallah, we know the khushi in our homes when the proposal is accepted. Then all the statuses will go up. He proposed, she said yes, or he said whatever it is. All the khushi and happiness, and all the mubarak badi will start. So how I come with the same also? And then the proposal went through. Young boy, Madina Munawwara. And all the excitement. And now he gets married. And he goes to his wife for the first night. And we know the preparations we make. And here now he spends the night of his life, the first night of his nikah. He hardly fulfills the taqaza of the night. And he hears a voice, he hears a sound in the gullies of Medina Munawwara. He hears a voice calling out, the voice calling out. Third year Hijri, Hazalah gets married. Families are happy. There's joy in the families. Hardly fulfills the taqaza of the first night, he hears the voice calling out. Ya khair Allah, ya khair Allah irkabi, ya khair Allah irkabi, ya khair Allah irkabi. Ila farabi la farabi, anna al-fir. Oh husband, mount your horses. Oh husband, mount your horses. Get onto your horses. The Jamaat has left Uhud. The Jamaat is Nabi of Allah. Nabi of Allah has left. Hazala hears it. He looks at his wife. There's a taqaza right now. The young bride. Today I'm afraid, what will happen to my daughter if my husband passes away? What will happen to her? Here's a young bride on the first night. And he says, I hear the call of Allah is moving the path of Allah. Oh, husband, get onto your horses. She gives him the go ahead, go, Bismillah. He gets up, ties his lungi, gets his shield, gets his sword, he jumps on the horse. Never to return. Never to return. Malaika said, now give Hanzalah the ghusl. Because when he left his home, he didn't have time to take the ghusl of janabat. Nabi of Allah sees it. Why Malaika said, now Hanzalah just got married. The first night he gives his wife and he gives his life in the path of Allah. Where this came from? Who made his tarbiyat? It was a mother at home. We have such taqat and strength Allah has given the masturat, the summat. This taqat and strength, they use it in the correct direction. But we know nafs and shaitan, how they arouse the emotions and the feelings and everything around us affected. And all the psychology and all the things around us and the family and the children. We have lost our direction. The direction is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to our assistance. Wallahu fi auni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Allah will help you as long as you're helping your brother and your sister. Allah said, I will be your assistant. I will take care of your needs, your taqazas. You be there for the ummah, I will be there for you. To learn how to do this, we have to leave our homes, go out in the path of Allah. Leave our homes and our beds. That bed, that room in whom Allah gave me, to move in the path of Allah, to sleep in somebody else's house for the sake of Allah. And now I wake up in the night and raise my hands and make dua for Allah, for the ummah. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for my family, Allah, accept my family, accept the ummah. For deen in the world. And Allah will make first of hidayat. And Allah used that family of Ibrahim, Ismail, Hajar. Allah loved the Qurbani so much. Allah loved it so much. Allah gave us Zamzam from them. Allah gave us Qurbani. Every year we sacrifice animals. Allah Ta'ala gave us Safa Marwa. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us Baytullah. The Qurbani of three. For the Qurbani of three, Allah loved it so much. Allah gave us Ummah to Qiyamah. For this we give our names, inshallah. That, Ya Allah, I don't have the ability. I don't want to go out, but Ya Allah, you take me out. Put my name, my husband's name, my son's name, I'm prepared to move in the path of Allah. Now is the month of Ramadan, duas are accepted. The days of Rahmat, the days of Maghfirat. Jamaat is ready for the last 10 days, last Ashara. I can't do it, my Allah will do it. But Allah will give me the month of Ramadan, I will not get during the entire year. Now is the month, now is the time. The last 10 days, I'm ready for 3 days, I'm ready for 5 days. I will speak to my husband, I will get him ready. I want to go in the path of Allah. Make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will leave home, the children will cry, I will cry in those tears, Allah has given hidayat. Allah has given hidayat. Now for a change, I'll leave my home for the sake of deen, for the sake of Allah. I'll take this step out of my home for the sake of Allah. Allah is seeing the qurbani behind me. Allah sees the qurbani behind me. And then Allah will manifest of hidayat. For progenies, till qiyamah. But I have taken that step in the path of Allah. I will make the dua, I will give my name, speak to my husband, I am ready. Come back to the Nasturat, I am ready for 3 days, I'm ready for 5 days, I'm ready for 10 days. Now in the month of Ramadan, what I will get now I will not get after Ramadan. With this we give ourselves naqat. Ya Allah, I am ready. I want to go out. I want to be in the group of Sahabiyat in the day of Qiyamah. Rabbi shoulders with the mother of Salahuddin Ayyubi. How you made tarbiyat of your son? How you did it? And Ya Karguzari, Muhammad bin Qasim, here for this Karguzari, how he conquered the entire Sindh and Pakistan, India, Bangladesh. 17-year-old boy. 17-year-old boy, what the tribute his mother made, Allah gave him the entire Pakistan, he conquered the army and he went. Through his qurbani, he came from Taif. Allah Ta'ala sent him, 17-year-old boy, commander of the army, Amir of the Jamaat. Through his qurbani, he's conquering those lands because Iman. Ask his mother, how you made tarbiyat of your son, 17-year-old boy? To know this, to learn this, we'll have to leave our homes and go in the path of Allah to get this jazba of deen. When this tashkeel will take place, write them our names down that I am ready, inshallah, for 3 days in the last 10 days, or for 5 days, or for 8 days. Ya Allah, accept me, give our names, and pass it over to the men. The men will meet the men in the masjid, go to the home, speak to them, get them ready. And the jama'at needs to move in the path of Allah. Ishtima is coming after the month of Ramadan. Make dua for the ishtima also. Ya Allah, accept this ishtima. Make it a means of hidayat. Ya haya and modesty once again will be alive in the ummah. Modesty, haya will come alive in the ummah once again. When homes will be full of deen, children will be talking deen also. So we make our effort for the ishtima also. Keep roza, make dua, take wasadqa, turaqa, salatul hajat. My deen must be been in the entire world. We'll just give our names, inshallah. I am ready. Now in the month of Ramadan, and after the month of Ramadan, bring one jama'at to Durban also. That we are ready for 10 days to Durban. Masturatul host, jama'at will come. Here, mashallah, whenever the Ummah of Nabi moves in the path of Allah, rahmat of Allah will move, the barakat of Allah will move, hidayat will move in the path of Allah. Masturat are moving, they say one pious woman is equal to 70 awliya. What she can do, 70 awliya can do. When she will move in the nisbat of deen to all the cities and towns with the fikr in her heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give hidayat. What she is carrying, my home, my children, my kitchen, my bedroom, Allah, I left it for you, I left it for you, I left it for you. Allah loves that qurbani. Allah will make decisions of hidayat. On the masturat moving the path of Allah. Allah Ta'ala accept and give our names, inshallah, and hand them over the names of the men, inshallah. Subhanallah, my name. Allah Ta'ala, stop the Allah. الحمد لله.